Well, it's been pretty good. We'll see if we can get the results we're trying to get, you know. But it should bring energy. But just because you rest up and stuff, sometimes you get a little out of sorts in different areas. So we'll see how, and you don't know how it's going to go. But I thought we had a way better. I thought we had a good practice today, better than yesterday's practice. Just our focus was way better. We had good energy. I think the guys are loose, and I thought it was pretty good. So plus it was good that it snowed. Remind us we're in the hockey season. No.
What's the challenge for the first game back?
Well, to me, it's to get your legs and your emotional level in check and your focus. Those are the areas that you really got to watch. And, you know, they have to watch too. And I remember when I was a player, you know, things like that would happen. You'd ask yourself, well, what happens if I'm not going, or if it's not going, or if I don't have that part, what am I going to do? You know, so you got to have a plan. You just can't show up and expect that things will just go. What happens if they don't go? So. No, the last couple of days I focused on a lot of things. Like, we hadn't practiced in so long. I was pretty excited about practice yesterday and all the things that we could accomplish. But that didn't take hold. That was just a waste of my 20 minutes of setting that practice up, pretty much. You know, we got some things out of it. I shouldn't say that, but not near what I wanted to get out of it. And that's just because of the different atmosphere. Today, we continued down the road with some things that we wanted to do, and we looked at yesterday, at least I did, and said, okay, well, let's make sure we have this. And so there was some very specific things in practice today that we needed to get focused on, and we were way better just mentally, way better focused. And that's just getting ready to play a game tomorrow. That's the mentality of players.
I know you enjoyed challenges. Is this exciting, 2 weeks, six games?
For me, it is, yeah. I think it's exciting for the players, too, you know. Because we've been in this for a while, you know, this season has had its own life of its own type thing. You know, it's been a different challenge all year. What's going to take place? You had to kind of measure up, and we're coming in here and we're still there. You know, we've got six games, so there's some value to the games. I remember the fear at the beginning of the year. The fear was if you're not in check and in tune starting off, which we didn't know how that would go either, that you conceivably could be out of it after 20 games. Imagine playing a 48-game season, and after 20 games, you're pretty much toast. You know, and then, I don't know if it happened to anybody, but you could have. You could have hit a major bump and just been like, oh, we'll never catch up now. So I'm thankful that we're here and we're still pushing, and this is exciting for me.
What's the big challenge for you as a coach this week? What do you need to do?
I got to make sure the players are ready. That's what I got to do. And then I also got to figure out what happens if we're not. It's as simple as it sounds. You got to get down to winning. So everything goes out the window. Four lines, who's playing with who, how long are you going to wait? Let's go. We got to go.
Let me ask you about that. The last couple of games, you've been able to use four lines.
Yeah.
Been able to use your defense, spread the ice a little more equitable. And you look better, in my opinion, when you play like that.
Right.
Would you like to stick to that, or is that?
I'd like to, but that's never determined by me. I mean, people might say, well, sure it is, you know, but if everyone's playing well with energy, then I can do that. And I think it's better for the whole, which is what you're talking about. It's better for the whole team, the whole concept of playing. So I think it's way better. But, you know, guys aren't going. You don't have too much time to wait anymore. Like, and the score of the game gets dictated too quickly. Like, if you're down one or two, like, there's patience is gone. Like, we've got to get this on track. I wouldn't say gone, but we've got to get it going here, you know.
So if you have to shorten.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to shorten. I would rather not, but I would rather play because we play better. I recognize that. We play better. Everybody's in a better rhythm. Everybody feels better. And everybody's making a contribution, you know. And so I'd rather keep it that way, but that gets dictated by all of us. And then my biggest task is going to be make sure we're prepared, we're ready, and we're ready to go, you know. And the other thing is that you could be as ready as you can be, but that's the beauty of sports. once the game starts, you don't know how it's going to go. There's going to be adversity in these next little while. There's going to be some adversity. There's going to be probably a lot of it. We play some big opponents, you know, and like, for example, the Islanders and Washington. There's going to be some adversity hitting here somewhere. And there's going to be some major pressure, anxiety, all kinds of different things. But that's the beauty of it, you know. And you don't know when that's coming. That's coming sometime.
Make a comment, maybe in hindsight. Last week you got some goals from some of your lesser lights, Aaron Gagnon, Grant Clifton, Chris Thorburn. How far that went for you last week and how that's going to fit into this week?
Well, the only way it fits in is that it makes them feel a more part of it, which is always really good. And plus, it shows you that we are capable of other people contributing. So it's good for everybody. It's good for all of us. So it goes back to the four lines. If we're down one or two, I can trust that maybe I can get offense from the fourth line, the third line. Doesn't matter who I put out, you know. But if you're in a position where you're only getting offense from one line, geez, you get down by two and you think you got to play that one line all the time because the others are in slumps or whatever. So that really changes things up. But all that does is give everybody confidence going into the last six games and makes you feel better about things. But for me, the success of players, whether they score or they don't score, is all dictated by, those are just results. Those are the end results. The results are there because they play hard. They play with the right way. They sacrifice. They go to the net. They get rewarded for their actions. That's really what it is. That's what I got to watch. How's their actions? How are they playing? Because these things will fall into place.
Will you match? Does that change at all as you get down?
Match lines?
Lines, defense.
We always do with the defense. The lines, not so much, but sometimes it depends. That, too, you got to pay attention to. If one line is out there and they're dominating your own line, you're like, well, that's not working. Let's get that off of there. That's not good. Like last game we played, I wanted to make sure, well, I think it was the last game, it was very evident for me that their one line was very good. I think it was the last game. And we had some struggles against them, and I remember telling Burmese line specifically, your job's going to be to take their game away. That's it. I don't care what happens. I don't want to spend any time in our zone. I don't want them spending time in our zone. That's your job. And that was at a timeout. Because I didn't like the way it was shaping up, you know.